With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a video statement, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they will not back down from Gaza until Hamas releases Israeli hostages.
133 hostages are still being held by Hamas in Gaza for over 200 days in inhumane conditions. Until Hamas releases our hostages, the IDF will continue to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza.
Meanwhile, police dealt with student demonstrators in Texas and California while new encampments sprouted at Harvard and other colleges. School leaders tried to find ways to defuse a growing wave of pro-Hamas, anti-Israeli protest. At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens of local police and state troopers formed a line to prevent students from marching through the campus on Wednesday, pushing them back and arresting the agitators. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign, calling her a weak, inept leader for allowing anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus.
What we're seeing on these college campuses across the country is disgusting and unacceptable, and we have to, every leader in this country, every political official, every citizen of good conscience has to speak out and say that this is not who we are in America.
Speaker Johnson appeared on Salem Radio Network. New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne Jr. has died. He represented the state's 10th congressional district. That includes Newark and Orange. The Newark native suffered a heart attack on April 10th. He was 65 years old. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says any dairy cows transported across state lines must be tested for bird flu. This is SRN News. The Bible will feature in an auction this summer.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on kids from Texas. It's part of the settlement of a lawsuit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital's agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in Texas. A growing number of states are enacting laws restricting or banning sex change procedures on kids. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is out with new rules on airline fees and refunds.
New rules announced by the Transportation Department will spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. That used to be up to the airlines. Under a separate rule, airlines will be required to disclose the price of baggage fees and ticket change fees when travelers are first shown the trip's fare. Passengers also must be told that they aren't required to pay extra for a seat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cal Poly Humboldt will be closed through the weekend as pro-Hamas protests continue. Classes have been temporarily moved online. Upcoming activities and events are canceled. Protesters are demanding that the university disclose its ties and divest from Israel. Officials say the school supports free speech, but they say protesters broke laws, including resisting arrest, destroying and damaging property, and criminal trespass. More details at SRNnews.com.